I will round off at the top of the table, and Sophie from the Highbury squad. And after last week's dramatics, Sophie, a 3-0 away win and three earliest goals, I'm sure was most welcome.
Well, listen, I need some advice from you Liverpool fans, because you've been there before and you've lost leagues by a point and a hair's breadth of a ball going, you know, not over the line. It was nice, John, to just watch that game and enjoy it and, you know, win it before the end of the first half. I think it was going to be a huge ask for Fulham to come back from that. Of course, we know anything can happen in the Premier League and football, but we were just so dominant and in control. And there's just those games that you're watching and you are so confident as a fan that you're not going to lose it. Mm. And that was one. And to be honest with you, of our five fixtures from Everton right before the game at Anfield, I had this one as the banana skin game where I could see us just picking up a draw just because how good Fulham have been this season. Credit to them. They've had a really good season, you know, returning to the Premier League.
Yeah, they have, and they've played well against us, you know, opening day and since then, and are going well. But Arsenal made light work of them, really, and mm-hmm. a couple of goals from Martinelli, who I've noticed is now your top scorer in all comps now. That's sort of crept up. I always feel like you should get a couple more, maybe. but 12 isn't too bad. He's a super talented player.
He really is. He's so special. What I love about him is that he kind of went through a bit of a hiccup after the World Cup.